verse 17. And if you're using the Pew Bible that's in front of you, it's on page 1799, or you'll find it at the bottom of the worship panel in your bulletin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. There, the Apostle Paul announces good news when he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." A long time ago, there was a little girl growing up in the deep south. And a couple plantations over, there was a little boy growing up as well. His name was John. John and Mary took quite a shine to each other. And when they got into their early 20s, they fell in love and got married. They didn't have a perfect marriage by any means. No one has a perfect marriage. But they were happy, truly happy together. And then one day, tragedy struck that home. John had a massive heart attack and died. And Mary was so beside herself with grief, she could not bear to let go of John. So she had him embalmed, strapped to a chair, encased in a glass box, and put in the foyer of her palatial plantation home. And every day as Mary went in and out, she would smile real big and wave, and she'd say, "Hey there, John, how you doing?" This went on for month after morbid month after morbid month. And finally, after about a year, Mary decided it was time for a change of scenery. So she packed up her bags and she went to Europe for a lengthy vacation. And while she was there, she met a fine American gentleman by the name of Henry. No one had ever loved Mary like Henry loved her. He absolutely swept her off her feet. And after a whirlwind romance, the two got married and honeymooned all over Europe. And all the while, Mary never said anything about old John back at the farm. Well, the big day came. It was time for Henry and Mary to return to the States. They were driving down the road that led to her plantation home. And Henry was very excited because in a few moments, he would lift his bride up and carry her over the threshold. So the big moment came. They were parked in front of the house. He swept her up in his big strong arms, knocked the door open with his hips, and carried her in. And there was old John. Henry was so startled by it all, he just about dropped his bride. And he stammered, "Who is that?" "Oh," she said, "that's John. He's my old man from..." "Never mind," Henry said. "He's history. He's dead. He's over. He's out of here." And with that, John went out to the shed and got a shovel and dug a big hole. And into that hole, he put old John and the chair and the glass case. Now, all of us here today have an old life, don't we? All of us have had an old man. We fell in love with the old man, and we committed our lives to the old man, and we were very happy. At least we thought so. But now that we look back on it all, it was doomed from the get-go. And then one day, something happened. Something broke in our hearts. Something died, but still we couldn't quite bring ourselves to get rid of the old man. So what did we do? We pumped him up with high hopes. We propped him up as best as we could. We built a shrine around him and put him in all the prominent places in our lives. It was a pretty morbid scene, wouldn't you agree? And then one day, we embarked on a whole new journey. We traveled to the other side of the pond, and there we met a man named Jesus, who loved us like no one had ever loved us before. He swept us off our feet. And after a whirlwind romance, we got married and journeyed to places we'd only dreamed of. Still, we kind of hung on to the old man. You know what I mean? And then one day, it came time to bring Jesus totally home to our hearts. And he swept us up in his big strong arms, and he carried us across the threshold, and there was the old man. And Jesus said, "Who is that?" And we said, well, that's my old man. I used to be married to him. And what did Jesus say? He's history. He's dead. He's out of here. And what did he do? He went out and he got a shovel and dug a big hole. And into the hole went to the old man and the chair and the case and everything that goes with it. The junk, the shame, the guilt. Buried it all. And as the song just said, now there is no condemnation. We are free to live this life of love with Jesus Christ. Any man is in Christ. He is a new creation. And here's the great thing about it. It's not a one-shot kind of deal, is it? Because every day with Jesus is in our lives, there is a new creation, new thoughts, new understandings, new explorations, new discoveries, new development and growth. Jesus sets us free to totally enjoy this new life, this new love in our lives. So here's my appeal to you today. Let Jesus sweep you off your feet. Let Jesus carry you over the threshold. Let Jesus bury the old man. Let Jesus bring you into a whole new life. And today, let's celebrate that new life, because Jesus is our love. And we want to respond to him with everything that we have. So today, let's join together to wash each other's feet. And then come around the Lord's table to celebrate his love to us in a tangible way. Let us pray together. Oh God, how grateful we are for the new love that we have in Jesus. Thank you for the freedom that we have from the old life, so that we can move forward from here on into eternity. And thank you so much for the provision of this table, filled with bountiful tokens of your love to us. May we partake of them with joy and gratitude, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture tells us that when Jesus met with his disciples there in the upper room, that he washed their feet. And then he gave instruction that we would do the same with each other. So at this time, we will separate. The gentlemen will meet in the junior room immediately behind us. The primary room, the ladies will meet, and those who would like to participate as families can do so in the multipurpose room. When you're done, I would encourage you to quickly make your way back in the sanctuary. The hour is late, and we don't want to keep you too long, particularly those of you who have little ones that need some dinner. So if you could take this time now.